Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, what's that, Donna?
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Hey everybody, here we are. And it feels like we just left. Yes, this is the Monday edition of the Psychic Love Doctor Show. We are so happy to have all of you who are either Blog Talk Radio listeners or you are Facebookers who are right now on the Psychic Love Doctor Show page. And why would you be there? Because we are streaming live. So come on, get in here, get involved, let's have a good time. We're going to be giving you readings. There might be some good silly talk. We just have a good time here. And with a lot of us going through what can so often be an emotionally charged holiday season, maybe we're alone, maybe we are not well and have to stay home.
Or some people just had not good memories of the holiday, that's all.
And a lot of us do not have good memories. You're right, Jim. That is Jim Baggins. That is the man of the hour. And he'll be speaking to you in a minute. I'm going to remind everyone I'm only using ordinary playing cards as the focal point for intuitive perception, and that will involve all of your readings. And speaking of the readings, I'll be using a full 24-card layout rather than just, grabbing a couple few random cards. I prefer to lay it all out, just as I would if we were meeting in a private session. Okay, and it gives me a chance to see what's going on, see what your life looks like, you know, how it's like the landscape of your life, how it's shaping up. You know, it won't be definitive in terms of all answers, but it will tell us plenty, often about the past, present, and future. So with that said, I think I've covered it all. I believe I will turn this over to our magical Jimbo Baggins.
All right, everybody. Welcome to the show. I want to remind everybody that this show is for informational and entertainment purposes only. That's our opening show disclaimer. You've got to get the legal stuff out of the way. Also, if you're an international listener, Blog Talk listener, or if you're international on Facebook Live, give us a shout out. Let us know, and we'll give you a live international shout-out on the air. And if you'll see, it's going to happen. We're going to get some international folks. They're not here yet, apparently. But it sounds like I got to ban somebody already, so that's nice. Yep, don't come into our Facebook Live viewing chat. Start soliciting people for readings. That's auto-ban. I apologize to the folks that are in there. I try to nail them as quick as I can.
Don't engage them, please.
Yep, it's spam. It's like getting spam. It's spam. If they have automated things, it sounds personal, but it's not personal. They got an automated program, and it just picks somebody that chatted. And it says, oh, so-and-so, I feel attracted to you. Send me you. It's like, yeah, you know what? I'll send you something. All right, a floating turd. All right. Anyway, so I banned them. And I think it's only... It's not, I want to put the effort in to like try to report them forever and ever. I just ban them so they're done for the stream. They come back again another day, so we're still going to get nothing out of anybody.
So be careful.
I'm fine.
Okay.
I don't know what you did because you had one. You have one. Hit the home. Stand by. Hit the home. Hit the damn thing. It looks like a house. There you go. Thank you. Until the menu comes up, you have the patience of nobody. Just wait. It even shows the internet symbol up here.
All right. Well, then it lied.
Yeah, you went to somewhere that lied to you. Probably it was trying to trick you into clicking something and downloading viruses. Yay! Sookie dokie. All right, let's talk about the show. Let's talk about the really good show. 515-602-9676. That is the number to call in. When you call in, you'll be told that you're going on hold, but you can listen to the show while you wait. You hear the show, everything's cool. You don't hear the show, you got a problem, Houston. Anytime that happens in the future. Obviously, if you don't hear anything now, I know, here I go. What do we got, Deb?
I wanted to ask a question. And the question is, what if you are watching over, say, a laptop, but you're calling in on your phone?
People do it all the time.
Do you tell them to mute the computer?
Well, we tell them to mute everything, Deb. I didn't get to that yet.
Gotcha.
So, when we go live,
yes, okay,
I will ask you to do a bunch of things if you legally and safely can. One of them is get rid of the speakerphone, get rid of the Bluetooth device. It's convenient as hell, but we'll tell you why it doesn't fly well here.
It says Wi-Fi disconnected. Okay. Must be fine.
Yeah, obviously you have to be, right, because you're doing your thing.
Yeah.
All right. All right, I'm just going to give up on my speech now. Let's just get right to it. I keep getting derailed here. Just make all your shit quiet. Okay, let me just sum it right up. Make all your stuff quiet. Shut everything down. No noises. No, don't do somersaults while you're talking on the phone with us. You know, don't run. Don't freaking try to chase a train down or anything like that. Because when we hear your call, by the time it gets to us, it goes to Blog Talk, comes out our computer speakers and whatnot. The sound quality is pretty bad. So if you start adding background noises, speakerphones and stuff, it sometimes can be really tough to have any kind of communication when you're doing the meeting. So that's why we says that. Okay, now I got to update my list if there's been some action. And I think we lost. Yeah, you know, I saw that that Connecticut number had some issues. All of a sudden it showed twice on there. You know that's always a problem when it shows twice. But they should call back if they're listening to Blog Talk. If you got disconnected or you disconnected yourself, call back. Anything. You should always do that. See, especially in a cell phone world. Those fuckers drop like they're getting paid to sometimes. Like they make money dropping you. Yeah, Mike is here from the UK.
Mike is in the house. Woo.
And I don't know why Amy asked to not be banned. I don't know why I would ban you, Amy. Oh, they ban the spammer people that come in here and try to just inbox me to other people and inbox me for reading, inbox me for reading. You do that crap, you're going to get launched like the space shuttle.
But otherwise, we support free speech. And
yeah, we don't ban anybody for that. No. That's the only time I've ever banned anybody ever.
But if you say you hate
spammer stuff,
if you hate our show, you're getting banned. We're tossing you.
If you hate our show, I might have to make fun of you first, right? Anyway, Mike says we are dressed very nicely. He's given us both compliments.
Thank you, Mike.
Your dress.
Do you like my dress?
And he says, my shirt's got a nice color. It is a weird. It shows up a little differently on Facebook color-wise. I think it's because Deb likes it's like a blue hue. It's not the normal white light on the ring, right?
Yeah, that's why.
So it changes our colors
a little. You look like you're aqua.
I mean, that actually is a better looking color than this.
It
is just kind of an emerald green. That's actually a really cool shade of green that it looks like on Facebook.
Well, I'm feeling very blingy this week, okay? So these clothes hang in my closet because it's not like you're going to wear them to the 4th of July or, you know, I can't think of any other holidays.
Well, people go out on New Year's Eve.
Oh, yeah, but that's when you wear it to the hilt.
Right.
But I'm saying I'm wearing all my bling this week because there's no other time to wear it.
But you might wear it to a friendly neighborhood orgy if it's a formal one.
I thought you should show up in, you know.
I said if it was a formal one. Did I not just say it was formal? Right. Okay.
Now, how about we talk about?
How about we talk about what I finished talking about here?
You sure want
me to not talk tonight? That's like 1, 2, 3, 4 times now that we've had a problem, Houston.
I'm so sorry.
Okay.
Uncle Albert.
Yes. Yes. Butter pie. Butter wouldn't melt, so they put it in the pie. And we'll see if anybody caught that one. All right. First of all, when you hear the harps, it's going to be at the end of your reading with Deborah, and I do mean end. It doesn't mean sort of kind of end. I should fire more questions off. Oh, no, no, no. your reading ship has sailed. Now I'm going to give you a quick Archangel Michael sort of light oracle card reading before we go out the door.
Good.
It's Monday.
Yeah.
Normally we put a really good angel cards on Monday because it's news for the soul, but news for the soul is taking vacation today, the day after Christmas. They're observing the holidays, so that's why we're here at this time on our show. And that's the name of that tune. Okay, I think the time to, let's see here, we get more. I'll add one more to our list, keep it up to date, and then we shall move on. First caller time, right?
Yeah, first caller.
First caller. 860, I'm trying to find Blog Talk. I got so many things open here. Well, I got to unmute that person. For 860, you are live.
Well, hello and welcome to the show. What is your first name, please?
Hello?
Hello.
Hey, you're live. You're live.
Hi.
You're live on the show. And you are?
Hi. I'm Lisa Marie from Connecticut, and I'm trying to make an appointment with you for a reading, and I don't know how to do it because I paid for it, but I can't find you to.
Yes, hon. We have taken vacation for a few days. You should have received an automatic message. All right.
He did.
And you didn't?
No.
Sometimes it works and sometimes it don't.
So shame on those automated messages.
Thank Gmail for that. I will take a note and I will get back to you soonest. Okay?
Okay. Okay.
Do you have a question while you're on the air with us?
Hey, you're here. Let's do a freebie.
Yeah.
I haven't seen my only child in 10 years, and every holiday I pray extra hard, and he still doesn't show up.
Oh,
is there any
I'm so sorry.
What age?
Yeah, how old is he?
Oh, he's 38 now.
Oh.
He hooked up with a woman who just changed his life for us.
Hooked up with a she-devil.
That's a good one. Thank you.
Yep, that is a she-devil if I ever heard a definition of one.
Lisa Marie, I'm going through the same thing. I have two grown sons in that age area. And in talking with other women that are going through this too, we tend to feel it's the partners they pick that want to alienate the son's mother. I don't know if there's some kind of animosity there or competition. I mean, I have really tried to bend over backwards to these two wives, and all they've done is shun and reject me. So I understand completely how you feel, but it's been, 10 years?
Yeah, a long time for her.
Yeah, I only met her once. She came here for dinner. She left with spices and an invitation to come back and recipes and never heard from them again.
I'm so sorry, but I'm going to look at this for you.
So you just want to see the overall flavor of this, or do you have something even more specific to ask about this?
It's a good question, Jim. Good question.
Overall flavor is fine. Okay. I don't know what to ask for. I don't know what to do anymore.
I guess you want to see where it's at and if it has some kind of a directional, hopeful thing that you can see in the cards.
Yes.
Yeah, so that's
good.
And so what's the deal? What does your son just not want to talk about the subject, tap dance around it?
Or not speak to you at all?
Or does he totally
haven't heard from him or seen him in 10 years.
He chose poorly.
Well, that would break any mother's heart.
Well, yeah. Yeah, I mean, I guess today is the day after Christmas is Scammer Day.
So they got to make their money too.
Another one's got to get banned.
Well, it's heartbreaking. And boy, I am so hoping I won't have to go 10 years, but it seems realistic that may happen.
I've always said plan for the worst, hope for the best. But that's easier said than done when it comes to matters of the heart and family. You hope.
It's her.
Oh, I think we all know.
Right here.
She double.
Yes, and I'll tell you what, your son feels terrible about it. But what is wrong with these boys? We raised them to pick good women. What? She double was with Roseanne Barr.
Yeah, that was a good movie. But anyway, not like this situation whatsoever.
No, but I'll tell you what, he feels bad, but his hands are tied.
That means that he has apparently
no balls.
He has given them to the wife, and she now carries them around in her purse. And maybe if he's a good boy, she'll let him look at them once in a while. Yeah. She is the keeper of the sack.
Keeper of the sack.
She is sack Mecca.
And yes, it's good to laugh about it because it's just so heartbreaking. It's like a dagger straight to the heart.
It is, but when things are a little extra funny when they're pretty much true.
It is so her. She's right here. And this woman is no more faithful to him than, I don't know what to say. She's a lying bitch. Sorry for the language.
But when you say faithful, are you talking like, what kind of faithful, though?
She was still seeing the boyfriend when she was dating him, and my son would have to be out of his own house before 7 in the morning because her ex-boyfriend, the child's father, was coming. And I said, there's something wrong with that. She's still seeing him if you're not allowed to meet him. And then after 5 years of marriage, you found out he'd been cheating on her for 5 years. So I'm not sure the second child is his either.
Well, she's pulling train, honey. And if you know the expression,
that's usually
a lot.
Yeah, but that's usually simultaneously in a room with everybody there at once.
We're going to go figuratively.
Okay. All right.
This woman needs to hang out a shingle and make some money. I mean, if she's going to be a whore, you may as well get paid like one. This has got me really fired up. Yeah, and I feel I'm with you there, Mama, all the way. And the thing what we'll look at in your reading also when I meet with you is how your son will end up coming back to you, because I believe with all my heart that he will. Okay, from what I see here, that you have dragged yourself emotionally for 10 years.
I got a question.
Yeah.
How old? So he was 28 when he hooked up with her, ballparkish, right?
Yeah, and it was the first girl that ever slept with him, and she never went home.
Bingo.
I was already going there. That's where I was going. Yep.
So I'm going to use a really vulgar term.
She hoped she knew I was going to ask that question.
He was fuckstruck.
Yep.
And yeah.
Oh, it is very common out here where there's a lot of meaty guys. I pluck from all sorts of Ozarks and mountains and different places, and they bring them out here and... Some whale washes up on the beach, and they, next thing you know, they're married to this chick that can't even fit in a car because it's the first
Lord.
One.
Yes, or they go overseas, and they try to talk to their command because they want to marry the cute little enchilada from wherever, and all she wants is the green card. So I'm sorry that we seem so harsh about it, but...
That's
fine with me.
That is the problem. And
do you send him gifts? Do you try to contact him?
Sad.
I send gifts every holiday. I send cards every holiday to everyone in the house. Every holiday, nothing.
Well, but you do it, so that's what matters.
Yeah.
Well, I made a scrapbook of his life and sent it him at work and hope that would help him remember that he was loved and nothing.
I wonder if he's allowed to see the mail even if he even knows it's coming.
I'm concerned that where they live, it best be that you don't send mail there. I think it goes right into the hopper.
That's what I'm wondering, if she controls getting the mail, and then she would just not even ever let him know.
Well, he's working from home now since the pandemic, so I can't send anything to work.
Sure, yeah, I got you there. Yeah, you got no other choice.
You could get somebody else to address it.
Yeah,
you know. I also just sent gifts from Amazon because that way they take a picture. I know it got there because otherwise I don't know if it gets there.
All right.
And I always put on the envelope, like, the children's names, love, Grandma and Grandpa, on the label.
There's children.
Hoping
that's
that the children will say, who's Grandma and Grandpa, because they're old enough to read.
Yeah. Well, my heart goes out to you in a big way.
We got a lot of new folks out there. This is a free reading show. Call in. I've just put the number into the Facebook, 515-602-966. Call in and get in the queue. Anyway, go back there.
All right.
Back to Lisa Marie.
Lisa Marie, I'll get in touch with you ASAP, okay?
I freaking folded up her card.
Oh,
okay.
Well, maybe it wasn't the right one. Wait. Don't go anywhere.
No, you must stay with us. If I don't get to play my harp, I'm going to cry. All right, I'm going to go in the corner and cry like a baby. All right, speaking of, I'll have to talk about that.
Yeah,
we had a blinkage. Anyway, it says, this is, I've never pulled this card. Trust the guidance you're receiving is the subject of this card. Archangel Uriel has blessed me with a brilliant epiphany. I am also present to clear away your worries so you can trust your divine guidance.
Damn.
So that's good. Michael talking about bringing another one in. So.
Well, you hang in there, okay? And I'm glad that you brought this to us this evening.
Yes. You hang in there 10 years. Obviously, you have been hanging in there, Jesus.
Yeah.
You know, a decade is awesome.
My heart is giving out now, so I don't know if I'll be here when he gets here.
Yeah. I mean, that's all you can do at this point. I mean, maybe.
I know. I mean, it's really giving out.
This is the one that calls us.
Maybe
and
hit
has
it.
Such dire issues.
Maybe it'll hit its head and the light bulb will come on and go, what the hell am I doing?
Oh, that's crazy. Thank you guys.
Well, thank you.
Blessings to you, honey.
And there, we feel for you, and that is one of our examples where we said there's a whole bunch of people that aren't that thrilled about the holidays.
Yeah.
Yep, a lot of them. For different reasons. This is just one of many reasons where the holidays don't make everybody dance around like
there
they do in the songs.
So much of this alienation going on in families. You know, if you get on the internet and you start reading about
it. You take it for granted.
Yeah.
You know?
All right.
I take it for granted. Oh, and when I started doing the that today is National Winers Day, and it is not the whole people drinking wine. It's when people that wine like I'm going to
oh my God, I can't take it anymore.
My pee pee hurts. You know that kind of whiny type stuff. So I guess they had to give a day for everybody. Lisa Maria, she was here watching us on Facebook.
Oh,
as well.
Love you too, hon. Yeah.
Now, I mean, people, you got your different stuff, different things. If I were you folks, I would do both. I would do just like Lisa Marie did and many others do. I would be calling in my blog doc, but I would be watching. Because she'll pick up cards sometimes and say, wow, this, you know, and if you're just on the radio, you kind of miss it. She tries to describe it, but you get a good effect because you can see 90% of the spread she lays on the table.
Thank you.
It's a public service announcement.
It certainly is.
And I shouldn't promote Facebook, but we're broadcasting live on there, so kind of got that shit over. Okie dokie, we just finished off one area code, and we shall move to the other. I have to officially, look at that. I don't know what they, there we go. Well, yes, sirree, Billy Bob, we're going to go to area code 520 in the state of Arizona.
Hello there, Arizona. What is your first name, please?
The window
isn't
closed. Wonder why. Oh.
You are live, my dear.
You are live.
Hello. Hello.
She's working some electronics stuff here. All right. Give her a minute. All right.
Hello.
Hey, did you drop your phone in a tater tot casserole dish?
Know what? I got pulled over by the police right now, so I'm.
Whoops! We'll put you back. We will put you back on hold and pick you up later, okay?
But you know what? Okay. Let me ask you a question. I'll ask you a question, and then I'll go back to what I need to do for him. I talked to my neighbor last night for 3 hours, and an hour this morning. Can you tell me where it's at? And I'm gonna put you on mute.
Roger that.
Yeah.
And we shall put you on mute as well. And then we'll take you off mute when we think maybe we're both there. And worst case scenario is we can pick up, you know, if the guy runs a check and you're wanted for a mass murders and they got to take you away, we can put you on mute for a while until you make bail.
I don't think it's going to be that dire. Maybe a speeding ticket?
Well, obviously, Deb, I'm kidding.
Can you light us out?
All right, Deb, well, you heard it. She's on mute.
I'd just soon wait for her to come back, wouldn't you? Yeah, I'm not going
to
do
it. Well, you can at least start it. You don't have. She doesn't have to sit here while and hear the cards go flip. Well, if you can lay them out and get ready for her to come back.
Well, she might appreciate the whole experience.
Then we can't just sit here, so you say
no,
we're moving on.
No, we can move on.
Okay, well, then just say that. Don't try to hesitate. Oh, boy, people are coming and going, so I my list kind of is in the toilet. Let's see here.
Well, the screen was blinking.
It has nothing to do with blog talk.
Okay.
All right. Facebook, blog talk, they are different worlds. They cannot interact with each other.
So we lost Melissa.
We don't know who we lost.
How are we going to know when Lisa comes back?
She'll be listening to us and she'll wait.
Mm, okay.
I muted her. I didn't mute us to her. Comprende?
Yeah, good. All right, got it.
All right, so Lisa, we're assuming that you're getting the red, the right act with a cop. I don't know, maybe you got to do a striptease, or even if it's a lesbian cop, maybe you got to put some moves on her to get out of that ticket.
They wouldn't frisk her unless there was a female there, right?
It depends. If it's a dire, and it depends on every local jurisdiction have the rules, but a cop has the right, and it wouldn't be for a traffic thing. If it was like a really serious situation where they might have thought somebody had a gun, he has the right to make sure that person doesn't have a damn gun, be a chick in a bikini or not, whatever. It doesn't matter. You have that right to make his situation safe. Now, he wouldn't do a full, really kick-ass frisk.
Body cavity and
whatnot. I'm not saying, I'm not talking about, nobody's poking anybody's orifices in the field, Deb.
Just checking.
Ain't nobody sticking to anybody in anybody's holes in the field. That's when they go to jail and stuff, all right? All right, let's go move on. We're going to go to temporary, we'll go back to 520, Lisa. We're going to go to 774, Massachusetts, Commonwealth of Massachusetts. Welcome to the show.
Hello there. Welcome. And who is with us?
I am. My name is David. Just following you guys. Really love your approach. Really love your down-to-earth approach. Really enjoy your show so far.
Cool.
Yeah.
Glad to hear it. Thank you. And what can I do for you?
Yeah, what would you like to know?
Well, I was interested. I know Deborah. Is that how you say your name? Deborah?
Yes. Deborah.
Okay. Yeah, I've seen that she uses playing cards. I was very, very interested in that because that's kind of a rarity these days.
Oh, it is.
It is.
It is. You're very special. Absolutely. My question is, as a former tarot card reader, I've learned that probably the best question to ask most of the time is, what is it that I most need to know right now?
Okay, now, now here's where the methods differ a little bit. As far as I know, I'm not a reader at all. For especially you being a first-time caller, she actually needs you to give a lot of background info, maybe a situation that
So I can build a sense of familiarity.
Yeah, this is
going into your reading. All right, so if you just give me some details.
Some details and maybe an area that you're most that's more important to you than any other area of your life.
If you are a prior tarot card reader, you would pick up this method very easily. I've taught others, even some that are big name, entertainers who do it. And if you have some prior background, it's easier to pick up. And I do teach this. I didn't mean to put a commercial in front of you.
But he was interested. Yeah. He asked about it. So there's nothing wrong with it. Yeah, and as you're doing the cards, Deb. Oh, I'm sorry. He didn't tell us.
So, darling, you go ahead. Give us a few comfortable details.
I did interrupt this.
Okay, sure. Okay, sure. So I'll give you an example. So 9 months ago, I started a blog talk radio show. I've actually been doing it on and off for several years, just not really sticking with it. And I've actually taken the last 9 months off, but it seems like it's been like 9 weeks. So I'm really interested in angels, it's up there now. The show's going to be Let's Talk About Angels, and that's probably where I'm most passionate about. And I've kind of gone that way over the last year and just slowly put down the cards and stuff. But I don't read anymore, but I miss connecting with people, because I think as a reader, as Deborah might know, I'm sure she knows, it's like you either do it or you don't. It's more like a lifestyle. And I'm curious what my future holds. It is, absolutely. So I'm curious how, if I started this, I am going to start the blog talk radio show again in the new year, and I'm curious what you might think about that.
Okay, good.
Or feel about that.
That's
Thank
great.
You.
And I would like to know, let's put a little life coaching in this too. If you, let's say, had a magic wand right now, what would you want to see in your future? What would you like to enjoy or to achieve?
Not much. I live very modestly. I'm very, very happy. Don't have much money, but I'm very happy. I'm single, and that's okay with me because I kind of feel like I have more of a relationship with spirit, so it's made that part of my life just not really difficult, just kind of different. But, yeah, overall, I don't have, really any pressing issues. My son passed away a year ago, and I'm So I'm finally starting to come out of that. And I'm sure that's probably a big part of it also.
I would imagine.
Yeah, I'm just waiting for warm weather so I can jump on my motorcycle and get back out there, because to me that's kind of freedom, you know?
Yeah.
Other than that, I'm doing pretty good, Deborah.
Yeah.
It's good to know.
I'm so sorry
for your loss.
What are you riding?
2008 Yamaha FJR 1300. It's a sport touring. It's a touring motorcycle. It's just to go really far, really fast.
I got you. That's cool.
That's what it does best.
I recently had a KLR, a Kawasaki KLR that I just sold a little while ago.
Keep talking. I counted wrong.
And it's a KLR is like people that don't know. It's kind of like a tall dirt bike. Almost, it's a street legal dirt bike. It was a 650, so I could actually do well in rush hour traffic and stuff like that. It was kind of tall.
Yeah, right.
5'11", and my knees were having issues, so I sold it. But I shall replace it. I shall get another bike yet someday.
Yeah, that's freedom to me. It puts me in that zen state of mind. I get the earplugs in, and yeah, but that's weird. Like enduros, like you said, they're really really high. I never got that because I tippy toe it, and I'm like 5'9", so
yeah.
I don't get it. I guess because of clearance, I would guess, Jimbo.
Yeah, and after a while, I weighed like a little, for 5'11", I was a little heavy. I was like about 270 or so. And it was when I bought it, the guy had it. He bought it, and then he got his wife pregnant, and I got like a 3-year-old bike that had 34 miles on it. So it was great for great deal. And he had to like replace the carburetor and some tires because of rotting and all that. But anyway, so when I first started riding it, the suspension was new. But as I rode it a while, it started like sinking and wearing in a little bit, so I could actually, not super tippy toe, I could actually get the balls of my feet on the ground at least. All right, go ahead, Deb.
Okay.
Thanks, Deb.
I first have to tell you, well, you're so welcome. I have to tell you that you are an incredible, even though you live a simple life, you are an incredibly complex being. I'm not going to say person, I'm going to say being.
Well, come on now. He is of Earth.
Well, some of us.
I'm a Scorpio.
Oh.
I don't know anything about the.
They're very sexually oriented. They have a lot of assets to them.
Okay. All right. Well, then.
But I was going to say.
Now I know that.
I was going to say like you are in the world, but you're not really of the world. And you have had an enormous amount of pain in your life.
Well, obviously, yeah, the whole crap.
And yet at the same time, I've got to tell you, the first thing that came to me when I laid out these cards is that you are walking in the ways of Buddha. You are like a new age Buddha. I don't know how to put it. But that's why you have such simplicity, just like Buddha.
Yeah.
He felt like he would be taken care of no matter what.
Well, and he did mention that he really missed the connecting with people. See? So.
Well, that was a time of introspection for you. And your cards say that you needed that.
Well, you had it.
Because you're processing so many emotions.
You had a sun pass.
Yeah, well, sure.
Sometimes people got to check out, you know?
Well, you're laughing.
Yeah.
But, is it funny?
Because you're all right. You're completely accurate.
I think
a lot of what you're saying does come from that pain. Yeah.
It's been
very, very painful childhood, yes.
Yeah.
You have no idea. Like, you couldn't even imagine.
Well, you know what? That's all now going to be put to the good. Because think of it. If you'd have been raised in a palace or an ivory tower, what the hell would you know about life?
Yeah.
Nothing. You know?
And it's true. You know, a lot of people, they reach a point, a fork in the road in their life. It might be when they turn 18. It might be way down the road where they say, you know, I had all this shit in my past.
Yeah.
I can either stay down the shit road and get messed up in crime and drugs and get alcohol and this wane, or I can take that and use it as the building block to interact with other people, and then I can underrelate to them more when they have problems.
Yeah, I think you're getting ready to be back out, basically into the sunshine. And your angel, you've got so many angels that when I envision it, it's like the room is crowded with angels. And I see some of them are like patting your shoulders, patting your head. And what it is they've been guiding you through this journey of tragedy, pain. I mean, you'll have such a, let me find the words, such a deep understanding of, you know, I'm saying it's like you're almost more of another world than you are here. You're a visitor, a stranger.
Yes.
Life. Okay.
Yes,
and
I agree. Yep.
I hope that when you step back out, you prepare yourself, because I feel you are going to just ride a rocket ship to fame. The world is looking for you. And I think that you have visions, and I think that you have missions. And I think that you know that you have such a big calling that sometimes it seems easier to just shrink back and hide, you know, put stuff in
yeah.
the door. But I really think that you're going to, I've got chills reading your cards. I really think that you are going out and you've got some super big messages to share about love.
Love is in the air.
Well, it's more than in the
Every
air.
Time in
it is the air. You know? And it's such enormity that I think it is.
You're
frightening.
So, I cannot believe. Yeah, you're kind of freaking my mind out right now.
I'm sorry.
I remember what that song says.
But it's
love
okay.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
No, I did. No, because you're so right. No, it's okay. Don't be sorry. Because I try to live my life that way, but, and that's what makes it difficult, because it's, you know, like, I think people like us are a little different, whether we want to believe it or not, we are. And
we are.
It just makes it hard at times, you know. I've had the point, I'm not at the point where I'm just stepping out of the closet. Like, I've been out of the closet for a long time. So,
okay.
I mean, I get it. But you're so right. I mean, you have just no idea. So,
you know,
so
and
awesome. Thank you.
That terminology is pretty much almost all but dead now, the closet thing.
I mean, everybody.
It's pretty much. I mean, there may be a closet, but that bitch hasn't had a door for years. They took that door off the hinges and they threw it, you know, they tossed it away. Nobody's. Life is what it is, you know.
And I'll tell you, you are a woman's very best friend. You know, for one thing, they're not trying to get
Thank
in
you.
Our form, so they can actually be a good friend. You know what I mean? I'm saying a friend because.
What about friends with benefits? But that's a whole different
scenario. Oh, it's a different scenario. Now, your this was a boy. It was a son.
That passed?
Yeah.
Yeah, yes.
Your son is so close to you. How old was he?
Well,
I can't see his age, but what was his age?
28.
Yeah. Yeah, but if you dream about him, you're actually engaging in conversation with him, likely on the astral plane. Okay, so.
I know, I haven't dreamt of him yet.
Well, watch and see now.
Well, no, remember, there's two things to that. They say that we have a ton of dreams that we just remember. We don't remember when we wake up. So you could have. You would hope you would remember, but you might not remember the dreams you had with him.
That's very true.
But it's sad. You would want to do that,
well,
but we don't have control over that.
You know, so a human mind can only comprehend so much. You have to, like you've said, this reading has blown your mind. It's blowing my mind, too.
My mind is not blown.
No. Sometimes the messages are so strong that, you know, I feel the same sense of overwhelm when I'm delivering them to someone like you. But, oh, my God, this is just going to start in big ways. And I hope that you will call us again and again.
Yeah, we do. We do, like, especially during the holidays, we're on, like, a marathon blitz of shows every night. But even on non-holidays, we do like 4 or 5 shows a night, a week. So we do lots of shows.
Yes.
We welcome everybody. And the more you call back, the better your readings will get, because there'll be a history game built. Information, she'll know more
and
information
then it gets
about
even deeper.
Each reading, when you come back, you already know it a little bit more. So You're one step closer to a
better
meeting.
Yeah, and you've got angels, you've got your son his in spirit, and you've got the hand of God on your shoulder. Perfect.
Let me try this again here. Perfect.
Thank you, guys.
Yes, speaking of angels, we pretty much always have an angel card reading almost every show except Friday's Rebel card. Right now, the deck is the Archangel Michael Sword of Light Oracle card. I pulled a card for you, and the subject is put your creative energy into action.
No,
Archangel Gabriel, now this is from Michael, so he's speaking about with to himself, and now he says, Archangel Gabriel joins me to spark your creativity, help you communicate your vision, and motivate you to create something beautiful.
Damn straight. Get on the radio.
I think you're saying get back in the action.
Back on the radio. You've got a mission.
Go dust off those cards and get back in the action.
Or just talk about angels. Just there's a lot of wonderful angel decks out there.
There is. And Liz was here saying that she bought this recently.
Oh, did she?
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you.
Liz.
Well, you're part of the family now. You're not a newcomer anymore.
Look what happened since we've been talking.
Oh, thank you, guys.
Appreciate it. Yeah, and I never hang up on you folks. I put you back on hold. You're welcome to continue to listen, or if you got to go, you got to go.
Yes,
we understand.
Yes.
So I'm just going to put you
thank
back
you
on.
Thank you so much.
Move on to the next caller. Good luck to you.
Yep.
All right, folks. Deb, keep on talking because I got some updating to do to my list. Right?
Okay, yeah, I got to take a moment.
Well.
Because that was a kind of a big one.
It was a big one, but you can slap.
Slap
your lips. Slap them.
Wow, that really... really kind of took him to the point of tears.
Well,
yeah.
He lost his son. I mean, I don't know what else you can lose that would be more devastating to one's hurt. So, you know.
Oh, I know.
And I don't even want to think about it. I don't want to know what could be worse. So, we're going to try, let's see here. Let's go back to Arizona. 530, Arizona. If she's done with them. Are you in lockup?
No.
We're wondering if you are in the middle of a body cavity search.
Pulled over because I'm driving. I picked up my grandson, and so I used GPS on my cell phone, and I happened to just be holding the cell phone, and I looked down at GPS. And the motorcycle cop drove up on the left side, and he pulled me over.
Then, you know what?
He pulled me off into a real bad neighborhood. I said, is this a bad neighborhood? And he said, yes. And I just stared at him. And then he said, well, you know, I'm just giving you a warning for, he listed all the things I was going to get a warning for. And then he said, but holding your cell phone. I said, but it's GPS.
Oh.
I said, look what's on my phone. It's GPS. He said, well, you need to get one that's mounted. I said, they don't stay. I've tried them. Tell me what I should get. And then he gave me this citation. And then I said, I have to use GPS to get out of here. I don't even know where I'm at. He said, okay, that's okay. I said, but I'll be holding my cell phone. He said, well, that's okay. Isn't
of course
amazing?
It is. Yeah, isn't that amazing? It is amazing. Yep. Yeah. Yep.
Wow.
So it is.
Yeah. She's right about the holders. There's very few that work. Once in a while, you can get a kick-ass suction cup type one on the windshield. But they don't like to stay on the dashboard a lot of times because the dashboards are textured and all that stuff.
Yeah.
But some hang from the mirror.
Yeah, the mirror ones can be okay. The ones in the vent are a joke that stick in your vent.
Yeah.
Okay, well, yeah. And then I asked him, where are you from? And he says, how's that relative to what we're talking about? And I said, well, I don't know. I just follow somebody on YouTube that's from Thailand. Are you from Thailand? He said, well, close. And he said, I'm Italian. And I said, no, you're not. So we had that kind of discussion. But he still gave me the ticket.
Aw, but then he tells you it's okay.
Yeah, but I gave the ticket, you know. Yeah.
Right.
Now, I got a question for you. Is that going to be a type of ticket that counts against your driving record?
No, because knock on wood, I'm tapping on my head. I don't get tickets normally. Well, you know what? I've been lucky. I get them, and I hate to put that out to the universe, but usually it's during a span of time where if I get a ticket, it doesn't go on my record. I can just take the class.
Oh, you know, I got you. Yeah.
You take the class and it doesn't.
This is like a movie and a fence, then, I guess. It is. It is. Okay.
Wow.
Well, you know, that's why my little disclaimer tells people, if you legally and safely can, I tell them to do some things, because a lot of places you're not even supposed to be talking. Some places are Gestapo, some states. Total Nazi. They don't even want you on speakerphone or nothing.
And I told them, I said, it's going to cost me $1,000 to do the insurance class and this, and he said, it's not $1,000. I said, but close to it. I said, just that you're giving me a citation costs a lot of money. Anyway.
Yeah, it adds up over all the years paying insurance premiums. All right. Let's go back to your original question.
Okay. I went home last night. I was very upset. And, well, actually, I drove around for a few hours, even after I talked to you. So upset. And then finally, I sent him a text about some neutral thing, my neighbor. And then he responded very okay, and then I called him, and we stayed on the phone for 3 hours last night, and then an hour this morning, and then I don't know where anything is. I'm so confused, and I'm very confused. I'm very confused.
How did he
see me?
Well, Deb's going to do that. How have you presented yourself to him? You know, and what I'm saying
is, I love him. I haven't, you know what? I haven't said I love you, but
right.
I'm his fan club when I'm talking to him now, because I'm so, oh God, that voice just drives me insane. And we were talking for 3 hours, so we talked a lot about a lot of stuff. And he said at one point, he said, I'm not interested in what goes on between people. He said, people. He didn't say men. He said, people's legs. I want to know what's going on between their ears. And then he said some other stuff. You know, we just talk and talk and talk. And I just, you know, at the end I said, I adore you, and I want to be friends with you forever. And then I called him again this morning, and we talked a long time. And so I don't know. I don't know what's going on. I don't know. I'm going to have to ask him to define it.
I got to tell you something. I lay down for about an hour of quiet before I do the show. Jim's getting a beer for this. Pour yourself a drink.
No, I already have it.
And I got to thinking about you, Lisa, and it came into my mind. This man has specifically come into your life to bring you back to life. You've lost the significant other. You've been wading through all kinds of trouble. That other guy came along, Paul, he wasn't the one that had the ability to bring love back into your life, to give you a sense of sexual urges. But you're not bad, people, you know. And I love the way he put that to you, that he's not interested in what's going on between people's legs. That was kind of a unique way of saying that he's more interested in the person within.
Okay.
All right, I just asked Cart, how does this man feel about Lisa? That man loves you. I swear to God, he loves you.
But love doesn't mean...
No, it doesn't mean...
It doesn't mean we're going to have sex swinging from a chandelier, love, does it?
They may never.
But I love him, and I love him in a way that is like I'm crazy about him.
You have to address that.
It's like when Marlon Brando walks into the saloon with his leather jacket and women swoon. That's how I feel about him. When I hear him and we're talking. And on the phone, I'm just his biggest fan club. You know, I'm just telling him all the stuff that, his voice and blah, blah, blah.
Was that Rebel Without a Cause?
Something like that.
Yeah. Well, I'm with you, too. I could be totally off. But anyway, could have been James Dean I'm thinking of.
You'd have to follow your heart. And if he was sitting right there next to you, I'd be telling him. Hey, guy, you got to follow your heart, you know.
Listen
just because
heart.
He's chosen a certain path doesn't mean he has to stay on it for the rest of his life. just like if somebody joins, if somebody joins the ministry, how many of those priests? Go ahead.
I would never try to change him. I'm not into that. But, you know, he did tell me, you know what he told me? He said, I will never see Judy again. I will never go over there. I still tell me those things. I said, we're not in a committed relationship. I'm not asking you for commitment. I said, whatever you and Judy do is your thing. But it would kill me if I found out.
Yeah.
Well, go ahead, finish this.
Well, I just want to say to you
that
you are part of his transformation, too.
Well,
not necessarily to become a straight guy, but to be part of his giving into love. All right? Love is the most powerful energy in the entire universe.
Love is of many splendored things.
It is. Yeah. And I really feel that you have a purpose in his life. And the two of you are meant to walk this road together. I mean, they could share such a strong, you know, platonic, that's love, platonic love. It's just of a different type.
But I don't feel platonic for him. I feel rip-roaring, all sorts of rip-roaring stuff for him.
She wants to get stuffed like a turkey. And this guy, you know, he's might be looking for not a turkey. He might be looking for another sausage is what's going on here. You know what I'm saying?
Well, he's messed up in his mind. He's confused, too.
There's a Well, you know what? You will piss. You will piss a lot of gay guys off because they will tell you left and right, a lot of them, that it's not a choice.
Yeah, that's right.
They won't give you, you keep thinking it's a choice. Like, oh, I decided at a certain age I don't no longer want to. A lot of them will tell you that's
bullcrap. No, I don't think it is a choice. I think it is just the natural, you know, inherent urge, I guess. I don't know. Something happens in the womb.
I think we're born with whatever. But, you know, I think it's like I called a girlfriend and I said, what is going on here? I'm going crazy. And I think I'm falling off a cliff and I don't want to do this anymore because this is driving me to insanity with him. And I just don't know what's up, what's down, what's left, what's right. And she said, you just enjoy the attention. And it could be. She's really good.
And that's right. And you know what? This man is questioning himself, too, because what he feels for you, I feel for and I'm kind of good at these cards, that I think he should feel that for another man instead of for a woman.
Oh, I get you there.
Okay.
I know what you're saying.
Yeah,
I'm on board with the feeling part. Yep.
Yeah, it's like how a woman might meet some other woman.
He's probably thinking, why
the
hell can I feel like this for, why can't I meet a guy that's just like her? Right?
Yeah, enough.
Minus the plumbing issues. Minus the plumbing issues.
You can always strap one on.
Well, you can always break out the shower curtain if needed, you know, the shower curtain.
And you know, before we went to Judy's house and I was telling him that shower curtain thing, I said, I know you're strictly dickly and I'm strictly dickly, but I'm gonna tell you about my shower curtain. And then I told him about it and he started laughing. He said, I'm gonna go warm up the car away for you.
Well, you know, myself, personally, I'm a different person. If I looked at my shower curtain and all of a sudden I started envisioning a thing, that bitch would have been in a dumpster in 5 minutes. I might have run out naked and put that thing in a dumpster so fast if I started envisioning that stuff.
But, you know, we don't, for 3 hours, we don't talk about anything like that. We don't talk about, you know, sex stuff. We talk about stuff under the sun, like our past relationships and what, you know, what bothered us about it, that kind of thing. And we talk about everything. We talk about life. We talk about this. We talk about that. You know, that's what we do.
Yep. Well, that's what people that are really close do.
Well, I'm going to contradict Jim.
Uh-oh, here we go.
Yeah, and I'm going to say.
He's switching to teen vagina.
That I feel that the two of you are engaged in a seduction of the highest order. And he's learning from you. You're learning from him. And as far as genitalia, neither the twin will tell me at some point. But then maybe you'll have a beautiful moment together.
What does that mean, beautiful moment?
means I think they're going to go to bed together. It's in the cards.
So that's the only way the moment can be beautiful. Is
they
if
can
we have
choose
coitus,
not to.
Coitus? That's it?
Coitus? Coitus? Really?
Coitus, yeah. Intercourse. Sexual intercourse. Is that the only way that that moment can be beautiful together?
It could be a making love moment.
The words that are interesting. All right, well, Deb is on her vendetta of turning this gay man straight, so.
I am not.
Yes, you are. That's all you've talked about since day one.
I've seen his heart.
Well, his heart is not his penis. Okay. Just let you know, they're differently located on the male body, the heart and the penis. Okay, they're not next to each other.
I just don't want to crash and burn. None of us want to. You know, none of us want to get hurt. None of us do. And there are no guarantees. I know that.
I don't see
and
it.
I
think you are going to share. You two are kindred spirits. You share a lifelong. Sometime we should do a meet. What do we call it? Mediumship? Past life? We should take a look at past life.
Well, and you know, the problem is we are humans and we are... Our emotions take over our lives a lot. We have no control over that. And a lot of times they will make us crash and burn. That's just sometimes we can't help it.
I'm not saying pain.
That's good for her.
Yeah.
No, I'm not saying her. I'm just saying other general humans. And Lisa probably knows that's why she doesn't want to crash and burn again, because she's been there and done that.
And maybe he's not interested in maybe he needs to go with, I don't know what the vernacular is for a guy that acts real feminine. What is that called? Maybe he needs a girly girl.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Yeah, I don't know. Actually, I don't know if there's a nomenclature for that.
Where do you dress? They dress. You know, the trannies or whatever.
Well, not trannies. I mean, there's
the transsexual.
Yeah, and it's hard to because we'll start sounding like we're bigots. You've seen a lot of male gay couples, and sometimes
one
they look just exactly alike, and sometimes one of them dresses in a little more feminine, like, you know, wears a lot of pink and a lot of bling, and it's weird. It's like, I'm not trying to be a bigot and judge. I'm just saying you see different types of gay couples.
Yeah.
And same with the heterosexual couples. You see different types.
Well, and I got to tell you, I've had a past husband who, in the past, who was fascinated with tranny porn. And I walked in once, he passed out at his computer, and he
what was on the computer
was a man, like a man, and the other one was a man, and he was giving him the most sensuous oral sex I've ever seen in my life.
Okay, but he also said he was passed out, which means he was drunk beyond recognition.
But he probably had a kink in that.
Or he was so drunk, you know, I don't know what the hell this crap is. I'm going to watch this.
And when I turned to you, Jim, you said, don't you mention that to him. You said he was drunk. Who knows what
he
else
drunk.
He looked at.
He was drunk. You know, I mean, it doesn't get you out of criminal court. But if you're surfing and you hit a link and you keep following links, you just keep following links and you're so drunk that you pass on your computer.
You know,
I gotta
say that I think a lot of us women should watch gay porn because I think we could learn a lot about techniques.
Really?
And how to please men. Yeah.
Really? How are you going to please men?
By what?
So you got the brain plumbing to do the hairy butt from behind.
No, we would watch like the oral sex. We can learn from
him. And you know what? He told me what he looked like. He told
what?
Me, without me even saying anything, he told me what he looked like in the shower wet. He told me that. And I said, I don't understand. And then he told me again.
Tell us.
Tell her. I don't even know what a man looks like in the shower. I don't have
to. Then don't listen.
I don't need to know that, all right?
What did he tell you? Did he tell you a dimensions?
Oh,
girth?
Here we go. Here we go. We're spiraling down to the gutter right now. Stand by. We're on flight 107. It's preparing to land in the gutter. Stand by. Fasten your seatbelts. We land in the gutter.
At least I'm honest about it. Other women act all prudish. You know what? I'm fascinated to know as much as I can about the male anatomy, how it works. And in fact, I think the best thing we women can do is pretend we are a man and think about what we would like. All right, and then deliver that to our partner. Yeah.
Well, I have no idea. Now I'm thinking about that, why he did that, and I just kept saying, I don't understand. And he kept telling me, and I don't know. So that's what I mean. I'm so confused by this. He's not, you know, my girlfriend said, is he a manipulator? And I said, I don't think he is, but oh, well, we'll see.
Can I do this now? We must give Lisa her Archangel Michael, Sword of Light Blue guy. There you go. No, Deb just shot it down.
Lisa, we're going to have to put you on the payroll.
She can make as much money as we do, which is zero, off all these pre-shows. Yay! We'll sign you a check for $0.00 every month.
You can be our official sexual commentator.
Yeah.
I still believe she is our correspondent from Arizona.
She is.
We're switching out live from Arizona for the latest on her homosexual shark.
He's so funny. All right.
Before we go, we got a rock. Here's your purple card reading. How did you make a decision?
There it is.
Are you choosing to prioritize yourself or another in this situation? Accept divine guidance pointing you toward your own choice. Get confused. Nothing else will.
Well, you can make some good jokes out of that saying. Tell him it would be good spiritual therapy for you to, for him to give it to you good and heart and in there. You light me up. She like gets me lit up for this stuff.
Do you remember Dr. Ruth? I'm kind of thinking.
Yeah,
oh,
yes.
I remember. Yes. All she ever said was, masturbation is very natural. She said that like every show sometimes.
I think it's good for an older woman to offer wisdom and guidance sexually. Because most of us have been around the track a time or two. Yeah.
Well,
you know, well.
He may learn from you that he's actually, get this, be quiet, Tim. He may learn from you that he is more bisexual than he is homosexual.
Why don't you just mail this guy to China? You want this guy to turn straight so bad, why don't you just send him a war?
Look, he loves her. In the card.
Love doesn't mean he has to have the plumbing thing.
Well, you know,
I stick up for the gay guy.
Yeah. And what threw me off is when what threw me off was he said, I won't see Judy anymore. I won't go see her. I won't talk to her. I said, don't even do that. I'm not asking you for commitment. Do your own thing. Let Judy do her own thing. But inside, I if they do their own thing, I'll be very upset.
Well, you know what? That was kind of fibbing. You were fibbing.
Hang on a second. First of all, if he was going to deviate with a woman, it was going to be her, not the other chick. If he was going to cross the line going to vagina land, he would choose you and not her in a heartbeat. If he ever did back in her presence, it would be not a baby of a thing. If he ever wanted to explore the land of the poon, he would have been coming to you long before her.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad that you both reached an understanding.
Poonland, that's my favorite country.
Yeah.
And I'm really happy that you two are talking. So,
thank you.
He's going to find out. You want me to go with the ultimate bottom line? And I've done this with many, many of my regular long-term clients.
This is like Debbie's final thought for the reading.
Yeah, this is my final thought for your reading.
Well, you're ready, Lisa.
Here's what's going to happen. What's going to happen is he's going to realize that he gets the nurturing and the lasting love from you, and it's going to sexually excite them because there's a connection between emotions and sex when it's real.
Uh-huh.
And he's going to enjoy playing around with men, but he's going to find the true step, the nurturing from you.
So Debbie just looked at the guy, looked him like a pancake.
I said that to you, and you two are going to explore new territory together.
No, I don't have cards. I am just me. I have no cards.
Yes, and Jim adds flavor to the show, but
she doesn't like my opinion. That I think she's full of shit.
I believe in love, and I love you.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to lead to intercourse, does it?
It scares him as much as it scares you that you both are falling in love with each other. Yes.
Oh God.
It's
just, oh God.
Yeah. They're falling in love with each other. So all I can do is offer intuitive guidance. And I feel that they may make a future together.
Oh my God.
Okay. Yep, that's what I said too. The same thing when she said that. Oh God. He knows what I'm talking about. All right. Hey, our remote Arizona correspondent, Lisa, thank you for checking in tonight.
Thank you, guys.
Psychic Love Doctor Radio, and we hope that you will be back again.
And we want a full report tomorrow.
True.
Because
you are going to be talking again tomorrow.
Yes.
Yes, you are.
So you are a continuing saga here on the show. I love this.
And are you going to make a decision on that shower curtain? Are you keeping it?
Yeah,
are you, or what are you going to do with it?
On the what? On the
shower curtain. Is that a keeper? Are you okay
with
it?
Yeah. Oh, that's just a given. You know, I've had that shower curtain a while, and I moved into this new place, and all of a sudden, it could be the way the wife gets it. You know, it's weird.
Right.
That the big,
yep,
giant prickly pears look like they're doing that to each other.
Right. You know, get shower curtains, they get a little wrinkled up a little bit, light hits it, and the next thing you know, there's anal sex involved. Oh, my goodness.
And I think it's only me that sees it. Thank God. Thank gosh.
Well,
maybe it isn't.
You've given us all a lot to think about tonight. Thank you so very much. Yes, this has been very good intercourse between us.
Yes, and that's another word that people think only means one thing, intercourse.
No, there's social intercourse.
Actually, the main thing is the actual social verbal intercourse, the main actual definition.
Yeah.
Human life.
Yeah.
Easy. All right.
Take care, Lisa.
Thank you, Lisa.
Safely.
You too.
All right, darling. Bye-bye.
Love you guys.
Don't care.
Bye.
Love you.
Bye.
All right, I got to say, Deb, you always got to show you these because they might go away.
Yeah.
I'm going like they do on sports shows. I go back to the comments.
Yeah, Liz says you can get a strap on damn straight again.
Yeah, and Susa was laughing about the sex talk.
And here's the thing Jim isn't going to like.
Oh, good Lord.
But
Jesus,
this is, you can read this in various magazines, even, what's that one for men? GQ, GM, I don't know.
GM. Well, General Motors is a car. No, General Quarters is a fashion magazine for guys.
Some men want to experience the strap-on, and their wife or girlfriend wears it and rides him like a pony. Yeah. And tell me I'm making that up. I'm not.
Or you're not making it up. I will not dispute you that. I will never argue with
that.
They
want to find out what it's like.
You know what? Here's some things that I talk about in life. We talk about how do you know. Remember the how do you know if you don't do it? I don't need to have somebody stick me from behind to know that I don't want to. I don't need to eat poop to know that I don't like it. There's a lot of things I don't actually have to experiment with to know that I won't like it. I don't need somebody to rail me from behind to know that I don't want that. I don't need that.
Well,
but if you like
men,
it, if you like it, that's cool.
Might be part of their sex play.
Yeah, it might be, but I'm just saying, oh, no, absolutely. But that's why all that stuff's out there, and it's not against the law.
And if anybody out there knows and is aware, from what I've read and all and what people have told me, it's anal sex is very similar to vaginal sex. very close for a woman. If she engages in it, it feels as good, and some women get addicted to it because it's, you know.
No, you better explain. You went down that road. You better explain it. I'll just say you know.
It's more snug for her and for him, and especially if you've passed a watermelon out of that baby maker you got. You know, a lot of women don't get their shape back. But then they find themselves liking the other too much. So, to each their own, I say. Poor Jim, he is so discombobulated right now.
No, I'm not. I'm just letting her speak. Because you know what? Speak for her.
No, nothing.
I cannot speak for her gender. I've never been a female.
You might like it so much that you'd never want to come back.
See, there, I just went back to that whole thing where they say, how do you know if you don't like it if you don't try it? Right?
You know, it's funny. When I was in the Army,
I know some things.
All those years ago, I was very close friends with two lesbians. And they would tease me and say, Dad, we're going to take you down to gay bar tonight. We're going to get you laid. And I'd be like, yeah, well, if it ain't hanging, I don't want it. And what they said to me is, once you've had a woman, you will never want one of those stinky, hairy, disgusting men again.
Well, you know, it's kind of funny when you think about that whole, in the big picture, look at our globe is getting overpopulated because apparently the old traditional sex thing, people like that. They do. I mean, it's kind of fun. Actually, it's kind of fun. I'm not trying to be funny. No, there's a few of them out there. They have population clocks where they show like deaths and births. Based on stats, it's not like they can track it live.
More births.
Yeah, you see the births going up more. It's like, obviously, guys banging chicks is a big more popular thing than the other thing. It has to be.
Yeah, true. I can't dispute that.
And I'm just saying. I go by evidence. All right, let's take a caller. No.
No, we're done. We're done, ski people.
Well, actually, we wouldn't have been. Because we had a caller.
But we know more.
They have to all drop us.
I really think we're all learning something important.
What is that?
About each other in the world.
Okay, that we don't know what the hell we're doing?
A stiff penis does not have a conscience. It doesn't care where it goes.
Go!
Right?
Blame it on the penis, because women all have consciences, because that act of coitus is all the guy's fault. The chick is totally under
coitus.
His spell.
Coitus.
Banging. You always want to blame the guy. Oh, the guy gets the blame. Why is that?
I don't know.
You said the stiff penis has no conscience. Apparently, the landing zone for the penis also didn't have one.
In many cases, but I don't think we all feel that way. We want to pick out the best partner possible.
Of course you do.
Mm-hmm. You know, you live in a world of slutdom. And for him, they are.
Who are sluts?
The women that...
Oh, women! Bingo, so there you go. That's all I want to hear, that W word.
God.
That's all I wanted to hear. So it's not just guys.
I'd like to strangle him sometimes.
Yeah, you hate the truth. Okay. People still...
Oh,
Liz.
Liz is an expert.
Well, I don't know about an expert, but she's...
She knows her stuff. And what
does that mean?
She's been offering.
You just said she knows her stuff. What does that mean?
She's been putting in input about strapping on penises and.
Well, I don't know
that
you should put that on her. I think she's just throwing some things out that she's heard. But she likes these cards.
Yeah, they're very good cards. I agree.
And the artwork is nice, and she likes them.
Well, I'm glad you people are enjoying
them.
That's
why she went like, what? But you just said, you know, like,
No, I mean, you seem very smart, sharp.
He's in a category of slutdom, I think, is the problem that I'm
worried
about.
I didn't say she's a slut.
You said something about she knows about strap-ons.
No, I meant you love your sluts.
And you said, well, she mentioned strap-ons.
I said before that she knows her stuff. Yes, you can.
That's funny.
I've had lovers in the past that have been curious. But I just don't know how to carry that off, you know, a strap on.
May God strike me down with the lightning if I ever was curious enough to want that.
It just means that's an exit for you. But I'll bet you half the audience that watches us, I'll bet a lot of them are curious too.
It might be, and I'm not going to judge them. I'm just saying for me, that's all I'm saying. You're right. It is what it is. I mean, it's your body. You do what the hell you
want
with it.
And look at this. You
couldn't, it's a free world.
You couldn't have this conversation in the 70s. 80s, that people were getting into key. 70s, yeah, they had key parties. They had, you know, there's wild orgies going on.
Yeah, got some stuff going on. Donna make dominatrix stuff, fluffy handcuffs.
Yeah.
So she's, yeah, you know what? We all have our thing.
It's nice to be in the know.
And I don't want to wear handcuffs. I don't want to be fluffy because those suckers can hurt without fluff.
Benoit balls. Yeah, we know those.
Why do they call them that? You know?
I don't know. I don't know why.
Yeah, they can't look it up tonight. But, I want to know why they call them that.
I've had female friends that said they love them. Absolutely love them. And what about men with their little ring, their cock ring? Yeah, I said it.
That's for the girl.
It's for the guy. Too. It makes their orgasm. Where are we going with this? It makes their orgasms very intense.
It's supposed to be because they can stay wooded all night because of that traps the blood flow thing.
I think it's time to call it a night.
It's been time to call it a night when we started the show, but.
Well, we can't have complete gratification.
Liz said the partner she is with now is old-fashioned.
Oh, how do you handle that, Liz? Do you stay old-fashioned too then?
Well, you know, there's, it depends on, the average person has to appreciate nostalgia.
Mm-hmm.
Old-fashioned, this is not something to be ridiculed. It just, it is what it is. But you want them to eventually maybe open up their mind a little bit, right?
A little bit.
Baby steps, right?
So, good chances.
She said, blame your last caller about all this.
Yeah. She starts it, yes.
That's why we called our Arizona correspondent.
Yeah. Oh, if you'd have been here the last two nights, there was none.
It's a bit boring, but she's getting used to it.
Maybe you can introduce your partner
baby
to
steps.
a little
baby
something.
Steps.
Yeah.
Baby steps. Don't bring out a live chicken or anything right off the bat. Baby steps.
That's,
you know?
Right.
Yeah. And, you know, it's boring, but I think if he was not boring in a really scary other way or something like that.
Yeah, some of them are way off the grid.
They could be, like, putting you upside down in chains and whips that could be really painful and scary. Yeah.
Now, there are things some men like, which is called a snowball.
I don't know any guy on this ever planet I've ever known in my entire life. No. Well, you have, because you go out with weird dudes. She goes out with bisexual guys, which, whatever. But back in the day, that was not cool.
I didn't know it at the beginning.
Guys with herpes, you know what I mean? Come on.
See, he doesn't travel the circuit enough to know that
there are
men that will beg for a snowball.
The circuit.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, I've only been, in the Navy for 11 years.
Yeah,
I've been on two aircraft carriers, so I've known more guys than you have, unfortunately. Banged them all, but I know more guys than you have.
The only trouble
in your life.
That was in a period where everything was kept on the down low. They didn't admit to these things because it would have made them seem queer. And now everybody's just kind of mingling. But, yeah, I mean, they saw me. I just said I know men like that.
Well, that's nothing to be proud of.
I think in my capacity, I should be kind of like Dr. Ruth a little bit.
Well, that masturbation is very natural. She said that like three times a show. With her accent, masturbation is very, very natural.
She also used to say, fake it for your partner. If your partner's horny, pretend you are horny too, so that you can please them. So
I wonder if that philosophy is probably gone. That was back in the 80s.
By the way, I've been going through these chat logs that we get.
People still watching.
Yeah, see? And I do respond to some of you or any of you that make a comment or have a provocative thought.
But it's not her fault. Facebook is tough.
Yeah, just a lot of it disappears.
It disappears. It's free software. When she goes look at it the next day, 90% of it's gone.
Yeah.
It is.
Which is a shame.
But it's free.
Yeah. What can we do?
So who are we going to complain to? The free CEO?
You know, I think that people like us being a little spicy. We take advice from our watchers who will, you know, mention things about, you know, sexuality is a big part of things. You know, the women that I deal with in my profession who come to me as clients, most of them are 30 to 40. And what they tell me is, hey, I'm banging him on the first night because if he's no good, he's out of here. And I'm thinking, oh, my God, that's not how the dance goes.
But I look at it the other way. So this guy's going out to a bar and he hooks up with a chick and she's guaranteed going to bang him and she might dump him. He's probably like, that was like winning the lottery.
A lot of them come off of Tinder and other things
like
that.
I'm just saying, but in general, it's like I went home on a Friday. I was hoping to get laid, and I got laid. Now she never wants to talk to me again.
But I'm thinking you're...
Hey, lottery winner.
I keep thinking, ladies, you're jumping the gun here because you seduce each other. It's not instant gratification or lack of gratification.
Yeah, that is. I think... If you're looking for a lifelong partner, you're right. That's stupid.
If it's a hookup.
Bad criteria.
That's mutual masturbation. That's what you're going
to
get.
That is a bad way to weed out a potential partner.
And
I agree with you.
And yet
saying.
They'll
yep.
say, why can't I find
yep.
somebody that's for me? And I think, stop just screwing them all and getting rid of them.
First night judgment is not a good thing.
No.
For anybody, either side.
The first time you do something with somebody is often not very good.
Right.
You're both.
It depends
nervous.
On the scenario, right?
Yeah.
Could be alcohol involved, or it could be one person is so timid they're just scared
yeah.
shitless. It, that is not a good criteria to filter out a potential life partner.
Right. So,
and I agreed with her on that. But I'm thinking on the guy point, he was just out hooking the hookup, and the chick said, oh, I don't want to call you again. He's like, oh, nice. Thank you. So I don't have to blow you off. You're blowing me off.
I guess. Well, everybody, I think we have covered the topic well tonight, and I think that we were a big help to our first couple of callers. Yes. Hot and spicy. Yes, Judy.
Judy.
You know what? And it's exciting to talk about it. Gets those juices flowing.
I guess
you don't have any juice.
That's the thing. That's a women term, apparently.
And then we'll, you know, figure out if we're going further. Like I said, that first kiss, you better know what you're doing because she's judging you on that.
Hey, but it goes back to the other thing.
Yeah.
If she goes, wow, we had sex, but I didn't like this first kiss. Guy's like, well, we had sex. I'm good. I got what I needed.
Well, and men are very easy to educate. They like to.
Why do we have to be educated?
Because we like to be kissed a certain way. We want you to give that to us.
The average... You could probably look this up because I'm not bullshitting. The average male-female person, the guy has more sex partners in the past than the woman.
Yeah, well, doesn't...
So who's more educated than on riding down the street?
He's had a bunch of skanky bitches, right?
Yeah, but he's been riding that pony a long time, so he's probably a better rider.
That's why a lot of men go for older women because they have more... like class to it. They bring an element that some young skank has no idea.
Are you doing a commercial for Lifetime Network?
No, but I would really love to have a show where I could just, you know, we've often done readings where we say, how good in the bedroom are you? Let the cards decide. We can do that. And it's amazing how open to suggestion people become. When the cards say, well, you could, you know, well.
Well, you know, though, but if that's the flavor of the show, then that's appropriate to ask those questions and answer them. If you say this show is about bedroom stuff, then that's what, then you roll with it. And that would be worked out.
Well, one thing.
Nothing wrong with that.
Women can really learn from is to read Lady Chatterley's Lover. It's a Victorian novel. I read it many years ago. And those women, a lot of them were,
concubines.
No, the other term, courtesans.
What does that mean?
They were prostitutes, but they were classier prostitutes. And what they did is they had some techniques using the old hoo-ha to get these guys off quicker so they could get to the next one. And men found this so tantalizing that they just kept coming back more and more. And in that book, it explains how to do these things. So you simply read books that, you know.
You have to read a book about an era, what, 300-400 years ago? Right?
Well, it's amazing they knew. I forget who wrote the book.
Yeah, who did write the book? Who wrote that book?
I can't remember the person.
I've heard of it. Yes, obviously, yeah. That's a very famous book. And I don't even know
there's
crap
some
about literature.
Excellent techniques. And,
yeah, I'm a pretty bad person when it comes to books, but everybody's heard of that.
Yeah. Well, you don't have to read it. Let the woman do it. Let her. You know, that could be a question on a date. Have you ever read Lady Chatterley's
That's a good question. Hey, how you doing? Well, are you? What call sign are you? Have you read this book before? Do you have vaginal techniques before we go out to dinner? Just ask them.
Well, and then if you're dating somebody who truly is a prude, I would give the Navy response. The Navy guy's response is, if she goes, I'm not doing anything tonight like that. The Navy guy goes, well, then I guess a blowjob in the parking lot is out of the question, too.
That's an old movie, right?
No, it was. I don't know where it came from.
I think I remember hearing it from a movie. God, I can't remember which one. But I'm not going to Google it. I think the time has come.
Yeah, we got to let
the clock
go.
Is ticking. Our show is about
God,
to end.
Yes.
We got to go. You got to go, right?
Yeah.
Join us again tomorrow, 7 p.m. Yeah, we like interaction. If you have opinions that differ, we want to hear.
Yep. Send us some feedback. We love it.
Or tell us on air live.
Take care.